I think it's important that in Theravada culture, that the Buddha is always a human being, like which for many of the traditional Buddhists from say Southeast Asia, they think, huh, you know, what else could he be? You know? But in other Buddhist traditions, and you know, really, you know, you end up with cosmic Buddhas, and it gets really distant from the human realm and the human experience. So it's important that recollecting the story of the Buddha as a means of placing the Buddha in a perspective of his human birth, and realizing also in terms for us that the Buddha is a human being, we are human beings. What the Buddha realized and experienced was not out of the realm of what is possible for a human being, and that is always accessible for us. So it's important to recollect that, because if the Buddha is seen as some sort of deity somewhere, or some kind of abstract cosmic Buddha somewhere in the Chilioquism, it's just too far away, too abstract, to be bringing it back to how can we, as human beings, recollect and establish our connection with these, both the historical Buddha but our capacity to realize what the Buddha realized.